So last night and tonight, all eyes are on Miami and will be on Miami as a large field of Democratic presidential hopefuls will share a stage and try and convince America why they are the best choice to challenge President Trump in 2020. NBC News is hosting the two-night debate, which featured 10 candidates last night, and there'll be another 10 tonight. For many of the lesser-known candidates, this was their best opportunity to make a good case for themselves. Some candidates look good, and others, not so much, okay? Moderator Lester Holt, that's your friend, Steve.
Oh, that's my man,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Journalist extraordinaire. Lester Holt asked the candidates who would give up their private health insurance for a government-run plan. Only Elizabeth Warren and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio raised their hand. Beto O'Rourke answered his questions about the economy and tax rates in Spanish. Okay.
Boy, yeah,
that was impressive.
That?
Yeah. However,
Cory
Steve.
Booker looked at him.
Cory Booker talked about foreign policy, but his he had such a look on his face when Beto started speaking in Spanish. Cory Booker was like, hey, I can speak Spanish too, Beto. Okay.
Yeah.
You're not the only one. But
he came
anyway.
Back and spoke Spanish, man.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. Cory Booker
was on
did.
Point last night, Uncle Steve. He really was.
Was he?
Yes.
Yeah, Tommy watched it. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he was
so what do you
on.
Think,
if, out of all those people up there, he is the one that shined the most. Cory was
really?
On point. Yes.
Why
wow.
What a surprise,
yes.
Steve.
No, I mean, I didn't, you know.
Cory was
I just
man.
Think we're in trouble right now. Because, we got to get this narrowed down, man.
Yeah, it's going to weed them out. The debates
yeah,
will do
will,
just
yeah.
that. It's going to start
so
weeding them out.
So have they said who they thought won the debate?
What I saw trending on social media was who spoke the most. And who was trending was Cory Booker and Elizabeth Warren
mm-hmm.
were trending the most as speaking and uh-huh. talking about different topics, you know, economy, healthcare, foreign policy. Cory Booker talked about foreign policy. He talked about gun control and gun violence.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like that, Steve.
What about
the
governor
former...
of Washington? Was it Jay Inslee? Is that his name?
Yeah, he ain't going to win.
But, I mean, they asked what was the biggest threat. He had something to say. I mean, you know, last night was the night, and tonight, you know, you got to say something to make you stand out. He said that he thought President Trump was the biggest threat.
Oh, that was him?
The national threat to America. I think that was him because he's a governor, right? I think that was him. But anyway, you know.
Luck on keeping up with
so
him.
So yeah. Kamala on tonight?
She's tonight. Yeah she's tonight.
Yeah, Biden is tonight. They all tonight.
Yeah, Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg.
Colorado dude, he can get on out.
Shirley, who was the former mayor in San Antonio?
From
Castro?
He did a good job.
Julian Castro. Julian.
He did a good job.
He was good. He was good. I liked what he had to say, especially mm-hmm. about immigration and what was going on. He was he was speaking heartfelt. You know, he was talking from the heart. He was real genuine.
Well, how did Representative Tulsi Gabbard do?
It was okay from Hawaii.
Who?
Yeah, I know you're talking.
Tulsi Gabbard. That's my point.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Yeah.
She's going to get out.
She didn't do bad, though, Junior. She didn't do bad.
She didn't.
Well, you know, we ain't putting nobody in because you're a good talker.
Right.
Yeah, you got to win. You got to beat him. Yeah, beat the man that's in the White House.
That, hell.
That is
hell, Roland Martin could be in it if we got for who talk good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he can talk good now.
And the president tweeted, boring.
Did we hear anything from Tim Ryan of Ohio?
Who?
Everybody else was fighting to talk. Everybody else was fighting
to
talk.
It's 10 people up there.
Yeah. But, I mean, you guys have to remember the last time the presidential election in 2016, there were a lot of Republican candidates. There were a lot of people on that stage.
Let me ask you this right here. Mm-hmm. Don't nobody want to answer this but me.
What? What?
You're going to ask yourself. Go ahead.
Who? Why don't y'all just go over the net? Let me tell you who ought to get out. Because who you think would be the worst? See, we're going to wind up with the worst if we don't get some of these people out of here right now.
Well, that's what the debates are for, Steve. They just
started.
We
ain't got to have these, Shirley.
What they just started last night. Yeah, you
can
hear what
do this.
To say.
All right. Gotta hear nothing. Nobody got something to tell you. If we don't know him, they ain't winning.
Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey.
Okay, he could stay in.
Former Housing Secretary Julian Castro, New York City Mayor.
Ain't nobody finna do that. Come on, man.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
No, they don't like him.
John Delaney, former representative of Maryland.
No.
Junior just mentioned her, Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii.
She's bye.
Jay Inslee, Governor of Washington.
Bye.
Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota.
Girl, they can't even say her name. Anybody finna do this?
She did all right last night, too.
I don't care what she did. Don't nobody know these people. We got to get serious. Go ahead, Sherry.
Beto O'Rourke of Texas.
Okay, see, we know him. He can stay in.
Tim Ryan of Ohio, Representative
I'm from Ohio. Never heard of him.
Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. You know her.
I don't really care for her, but she can stay in.
She's got a plan.
At least she talking.
Does. Yeah, she's got a plan for everything. She can stay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Those were all of last night's candidates. Okay,
that's good. How many people did I say can stay? Two?
Yeah.
Corey and Elizabeth. Two. Okay, cool. All right, now. Who on tonight?
Tonight, Senator Michael.
You said three.
Beto.
Okay, cool. Them three can stay.
All right.
There's seven gone. Come on, let's go.
Tonight, Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado.
Bye. By the pass and no weed finna be president. Bye.
South Bend Mayor. Pete.
Nope. Bye.
Pete Buttigieg.
South Bend.
Him. Yeah, Indiana.
He thought that was somebody.
Yeah. No.
All right. Kirsten Gillibrand of New York.
Bye.
Senator Kamala Harris of California.
She can stay.
Former Governor John Hickenlooper. We talked about him yesterday of Colorado.
No, he ain't. Not bye.
Bernie Sanders of Vermont.
His old ass can stay.
Representative Eric Swalwell of California.
Who?
He speaks well. He's a Democrat.
Marianne Williamson, she's an author.
Nope.
Andrew Yang, an entrepreneur.
Boy.
I like him, though.
And former VP Joe Biden.
Okay. How many did I leave in on them three?
Okay, I think Biden, Kamala, Sanders. I think that's it.
Them three,
that's six. Let's go.
All right, look. Post your comments on last night's debate on Steve Harvey FM. Coming up next, it is the nephew with Run That Prank Back right after this.